Last April, I pulled on my well-worn fishing waders and some work gloves and headed out to a neighborhood stream. Together with a group of Gemesee High School students, I participated in a wonderful annual event called Project Clean Stream. It's the largest collaborative bay event of its kind and is held across Maryland and the Chesapeake Bay region each spring. From out of our local stream, the group of us pulled 18 tires, 4 exhaust pipes, 2 shopping carts, a mattress, lots of treated lumber, and a 32 garbage bag mountain of so-called convenience trash, like Big Gulp cups, Big Mac wrappers, plastic straws, and styrofoam takeout containers. The whole day was a wonderful opportunity to learn, pick up litter, and help the high school students better understand their connection to the Chesapeake. Every day, our decisions affect the health of the bay and its watershed. Trash is not the largest problem that the Chesapeake Bay faces, but it is definitely one of the easiest to eliminate. That's the stance Irvine Nature Center took when it initiated the Jones Falls watershed cleanup in the mid-1970s. At the time, Irvine teamed up with the Green Spring Valley Garden Club, Save Our Streams, and Trout Unlimited to encourage its neighbors and friends to protect the streams and help clean up along area roads. By 2001, Irvine had expanded the scope of the annual cleanup to include 6 Maryland counties and Baltimore City. The legions of volunteers grew to more than 1,000 dedicated and caring participants. What started as a grassroots effort grew so large by 2004 that Irvine asked the Alliance for the Chesapeake Bay to help. Now the initiative, in its 12th year as Project CleanStream, is coordinated by the Alliance and its partner watershed organizations. The Alliance has rallied more than 40,000 volunteers together to collect upwards of 2 million pounds of trash from our neighborhood streams and the Chesapeake Bay. Last year alone, there were cleanups at 260 sites hosting 7,000 volunteers. These wonderful community members developed bay stewardship, improved and enjoyed our watershed, and removed 425,000 pounds of garbage. Stream cleanups like that are incredibly rewarding to a community. There's something exhilarating about seeing the mountain of trash pulled free from our precious creeks, and knowing that your efforts have a direct impact on a healthier, more beautiful Chesapeake Bay. This year's Project Clean Stream goal is 10,000 volunteers at 500 sites. The Chesapeake Bay Alliance predicts that that kind of participation could mean the removal of 1 million pounds of trash from our area. That's the equivalent weight of 1,000 cars, or 70 full-grown elephants, or 3 blue whales. This year's Project Clean Stream will be on April 11th. It will kick off Earth Month by giving our local streams and woodlands a clean, litter-free start. Additionally, these cleanup efforts will improve aesthetics, habitat and water quality, and prevent debris from moving downstream and potentially into the Atlantic Ocean, where it becomes more difficult to remove marine debris. Almost anyone can get involved in cleanup activities. School children, youth groups, neighborhood associations, local environmental groups, and individuals. Cleanups involve tasks of varying difficulty, so people of all ages and skills can participate. There are participating organizations and cleanup spots throughout Pennsylvania, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia now through May. Get outside! Volunteer for a stream cleanup and make a difference for your community in the Chesapeake Bay. You can find a spot near you at cleanstream.allianceforthebay.org. Do you want clean water? Act now! To learn more about the health of our local streams, visit your local nature center or www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.